And we were talking earlier about the so-called squeezed middle. Well, according to a report in this morning's Irish Independent, homeowners in Dublin are in line for a full 15% cut in their property tax next year. The paper says that in another 8 areas around the country, householders can also expect a cut. Joining us on the line, Fionnán Sheehan, the Independent's Group Political Editor. Good morning, Fionnán.
Good morning, Rachel.
What have you learnt?
Well, next year, in effect, the local property tax becomes truly local in that the proceeds of the property tax go directly to the local authorities rather than into any central kitty. So you're going to see the transition from the existing funding model, which is based upon the proceeds of the motor tax and additional central government grants, to the local property tax plus some top-ups from central government for particular projects. As a result of that, there are going to be some winners, and predictably the larger urban areas where you have a bigger population and therefore more houses and the property taxes are higher as a result of the individual bills being higher because your property values are higher than in rural areas. They are predictably going to be the big winners. So the government has, in effect, worked out a spreadsheet here where they're figuring out how much people are getting this year, how much will they get next year as a result of the local property tax proceeds going directly to them. And from that, they can see which local authorities will come out better. My understanding is that there are 12 that will in effect have a surplus next year. They'll have more money than they have this year. And the other 19 will in effect be flat, because the way they have worked it out is to ensure that nobody is any worse off next year than they already are this year. So the 12 are the four in Dublin, some of whom will actually not only have enough money to cut by 15%, but will still have money left over after that.
And this is despite the fact, obviously, that house prices, property prices in these areas are going up.
Yeah, but you're still basing these figures upon the valuation system, which mm-hmm. was in place 12 to 18 months ago. So regardless of what's happening in the property market at the moment, you're still basing it upon property prices as they were 12, 18 months ago, and that system will remain in place for the next 2 years. So you're talking about the four in Dublin. You're then talking about the parts of the commuter belt, Meath, Kildare, Wicklow. Then you're talking about Cork City and Cork County, Galway City, and then Kerry and Clare are in there as well. The remaining 19 are affected to just come out on a par to have the same amount of money. Now, there is an option here for those 12 local authorities. They can decide to use that extra funding to put to extra service in their area, be it in housing or road maintenance or libraries or whatever they see fit. But the likelihood is that this money is going to go towards a cut in property tax. The Minister for Public Expenditure Reform, Brendan Howland, has confirmed to us that a number of local authorities will have enough funds in the property tax to cut the rate for homeowners. He's declined to list the individual areas, but he did confirm that the rate could be cut in up to a dozen areas.
Mm. And ultimately then, is it the local authorities that will make the decision?
Yeah, I mean, it'll effectively be the devolution of budgetary powers. The local authorities from next year have that power to either increase your property tax within their council area by up to 15%, or decrease it by up to 15%. So that'll kick in from next year. It obviously, over time, I would think you're going to have potentially more increases than decreases as the responsibilities devolve to local government kick in, as you see more of a drain on local authority resources. But obviously, as you say, property values are also going up, so there can also be larger income streams coming into play. So for year one, it's going to be a pretty soft landing insofar as the government has worked it out so that nobody will be any worse off, but there will be some beneficiaries from this system.
Fionnán, thank you very much for that. Fionnán Sheehan there, Group Political Editor of Independent Newspapers.